to get clear on this, get in touch with what you want to feel sensually, energetically, spiritually, emotionally. Get in touch with the feeling of it. Welcome to the Isla Podcast. My name is Nisa. I'm an intuitive guide, mentor, energy reader, and creator of soul-based courses to lead you to your highest self. I'm here to help guide you back to that inner knowing, purpose, creativity, inner child, heart, and light. Are you ready? Hello, my loves. Welcome back to the Seeking Isla Podcast. For those of you who are new here with me, my name is Nisa Settiget. I am an intuitive, a healer, and a soul empowerment mentor. My work is all about bringing you back to your most authentic, aligned, highest self so that you can live the expansive life of your soul dreams. I am so excited to be back here with you today. I know we had a couple week accidental break. I had a lot of technology difficulties the start of this month, and I got locked out of the platform that I use to publish my podcast. So this episode is our May forecast episode, and fret not. I truly believe that these messages reach you in divine timing and when you need to hear them the most. So just take in what calls to you, leave the rest, and this will still be applicable to you for this month. And a lot of the themes that we're going to talk about this month as well are going to be laying the foundation for the rest of our year. So just wanted to get that out of the way initially. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for your messages asking where this episode was. Thank you for your support. I am also super excited because we have officially had 2,000 plays on the podcast, which is amazing. I love you guys so much. I love being in your ears every week and chatting with you. And I appreciate your support more than you know. If you love this podcast, you love this episode today, please share it with a friend, subscribe, leave a 5-star review. And when you leave a 5-star review and a couple words or thoughts on the podcast and how it resonates for you, take a screenshot of it and send it to me at hello@seekisla.com. And I will send you a very special free 20-minute guided meditation to support you and just to say thank you. All right. So my loves, before we dive into today's episode, a couple quick housekeeping items I'd love to chat with you guys about. First of all, our new cover art. What do we think? Do we like it? I'm really excited because just as this community has grown, I really want you guys to be more connected to me. I want to be more connected to you and know that I'm not just a ghost voice in your ears. I mean, I am right now, but I really wanted you to see the face behind the podcast. And I know many of you now have joined our Facebook group. If you haven't yet, there's always a link in the show notes. It's Seek Isla on Facebook. And this is really an incredible supportive tribe of women who are all going through their own unique journeys to their highest selves, to expand, to just live their lives of their dreams. I'm in there very actively almost every day during the week. We do free channeled messages and card pulls in there. There's free workshops and moon circles. So if you've been looking for a community of like-minded soul tribe sisters, come and join us. I would love to have you there. It's totally free and we get to connect on a much deeper level there too. Another quick little catch-up housekeeping item. The beautiful weekly guidance newsletter is officially back, and I'm so excited to be in your inboxes every week with this as well. What this basically is a breakdown of the energetics of the week. It's a combination of channeled messages, tarot and oracle guidance, and intuitive energetic guidance for the week. I often include journal prompts just to help you dive deeper into the themes of the week, free meditations, just extra goodies and support. You get it every Sunday night to your inbox, and I think it's just such a fun way to start off the week. beautiful little ritual to have. I love stuff like that in my routine. So if you would like to join us there, you can sign up for that free newsletter with the link in my show notes. All right, my loves. And last but not least, I am so excited to announce to you, babes, that I will be opening up the doors for my next group program the third week of May. That's the week of the 17th through the 23rd. This program is going to start the following week, and it's all about energy. It's all about energy because everything is energy. Love is an energy. Peace is an energy. Fulfillment, health, and happiness is an energy. So this is really about getting you in touch with and becoming the master of your energy, being so intimate, so deeply in tune, connected with your body, soul, heart, emotions, your spirit, your physical body, your energetic body. Really get you ready to step into your power, to become your own healer, to live in alignment, to step into alignment, to be balanced, free, all of the above. Just really, really get in touch with all of the layers of your body, because we're not just a physical body, we're an energetic body, spiritual, soul, emotional body. So this is really about understanding them, unifying them, alchemizing them, leveling up, healing, growth, expansion. I am so excited for this program, my loves. It's called Aura Alchemy. It's an 8-week journey through the 7 main chakras. Those are the energy centers in our body, to strengthen and expand your body, mind, spirit, and soul through your energy centers and your auric field. Many of you are familiar with the term aura. That is your energy body that surrounds you. It's about 6 feet in every direction. So really understanding all the layers of this esoteric body and strengthening it so that you can just be the most badass you. This is such an incredible program. I am so excited. I am so excited to lead you guys through this. So it's going to be, like I said, the doors are going to open up the third week of May. We're also going to kick it off with a really fun free workshop. So if you're interested, you want to learn more about this, or this is already a hell yes for you, come join us for the workshop. It's going to be amazing. It's totally free, and you can sign up that and get all the details with a link in my show notes. All right, my loves, that's it for housekeeping. Let's dive into today's episode. Episode is the May forecast. Okay, the May forecast. We are going to talk about this in more of a conversational form. Every month, the format of how I deliver this energetic, intuitive forecast, channeled messages for you varies by month, because that is what is channeled to me, that you need to receive these messages sometimes in a different way. Sometimes it's channeling alongside with me. Sometimes it's just being very methodical about it. Sometimes it's more fluid conversations like we'll have today. So I really just go with what I am told and channeled so that I can deliver this and these messages to you in the way that you're going to receive them best and digest them most easily. So May of 2021. First off, I just want to start by talking about kind of the energetics of this year as a whole. This is a year that the energy is not really going to let up. We are really being pushed collectively uphill, is kind of how I'm seeing this image, to our next levels. There's a lot of growth. There's a lot of expansion. There is a lot of learning, exploring, and leveling up. So this isn't a year that is going to, you know, kind of let off on that. We're really just pushing up. So that's why it's so important. One thing that I was told to tell you, babes, and I'm being told right now too, is to rest. It's really, really important to take rest when you're tired, and not just when you're tired, to really incorporate rest into your daily, weekly routines as well. So they're saying to rest before you're even tired. So prevent the tiredness. Okay. So one thing I just want to touch upon before we talk about this month is last month. So last month was very much fire, action, go, go, go energy. It was forward momentum. It's like, okay, green lights, all signs go. This is a month that is about, you know, I'm saying that we're pushing up, we're leveling up, but this is a month that's about kind of slowing down in the sense that energetically we're still being pushed to level up, but we're really being invited to take more rest this month. And also slowing down in the sense it's like, slow down to double check your work, to see what's going on, to make sure that the foundation upon which you're building is steady. So it's kind of like slow down a little bit and check everything's good so that you can continue to just push forward tenfold. Does that make sense? So last month really showed us what was possible. This month, May, is really, it's really, really important that now that we've seen that vision, we've had a little preview of that vision, that we get all our little duckies in a row and get our foundation really, really solid and secure so that we can continue forward with that momentum that we built in April, but that we are building upon a foundation that is so steady and secure. So this is really a month of, you know, think about last year. Last year, 2020, was really epitomized in the tarot as being the Tower card. It was showing us that our foundations, this life that we had built as a collective, was built on a house of cards. That's why everything came crashing down. It was not a true, authentic, pure, solid foundation. We just saw so many illusions that broke and came crashing down. So I want you to remember that as you start to really plant and nurture your seeds this month. And we'll talk about that more with the new moon we have coming on Tuesday, May 11th, the new moon in Taurus. But think about that, right? This is the time that it's important, like I said, to slow down so we can check everything's 100%, 110%, so we can continue with that forward, upward momentum and motion. Okay, so think about if you're building a big, beautiful house. Let's say you buy an old house on land, it's gorgeous, and you just want to like build another level and expand, but you don't do the work to slow down and go to the basement and check the foundation. And you start building, and then everything comes crashing down like it did last year, and you go and check, oh, there was rot down there. The wood was warped. There were termites. The foundation was not as secure and stable and strong as it appeared. Okay, so this is a month that before we even build the house, we're going down to the basement, we're going to ground level, we're cleaning out, we're setting up that foundation. A lot of us have already done that really cleaning out process over the winter in the Northern Hemisphere in the past few months, just collectively. So this is really a month of double, triple, quadruple checking our foundation. Are our systems in place to support our growth? Do we have rest built in? This is something that's so important, my loves. Build in rest. Don't just rest when you're tired. Rest before you're tired. Resting can just be laying on the couch and doing nothing. It can be watching a show. It can be going for a walk. It can be reading a book. It can be doing your nails. It can be taking a bath, calling a friend, whatever. Anything that just allows your nervous system to calm down, to get your brain to just breathe, tune off for a moment. Meditation's beautiful too, yoga, okay? So before we charge ahead, because right now we're in Taurus, that's that bull energy. May, we're getting into that Taurus energy bull. We just want to push forward. We want to push forward with the momentum. Set up the structure to support that. Do you have the systems in place? Do you have routines to support you? Drinking lots of water, getting good sleep, having a morning routine, a night routine. Building rest into your routine. Do you have those structures in place in your life? Do you have rituals to support you emotionally, spiritually, soulfully? Moon rituals, end of week rituals. I always have rituals on Sunday night to just finish out the weekend before I start off the week strong. Sunday nights are my time. I'm totally alone Sunday nights. I don't book anything those nights. Do you have the support and structure in your business to support this growth? Do you have those foundations set up? The systems, organization, the support, the outsourcing, whatever it may be. Do you have the support and the foundation with your friends, your family, your loved ones? So yes, we are going to be building this month and we're going to be moving forward, but we also need to check the foundation, make sure it's strong. Because you don't want to look back a few months from now or a year from now and have this whole thing that you've been trying to build come crashing down because you didn't have that in place. You don't want to burn out because you didn't build in rest and time to play. You don't want to get bitter because you don't see your friends or family because you created a structure of work or life that doesn't nourish your soul and your energy and your emotions and you. So take the time. It's okay to slow down. Resting is part of the process. Take the time this month to set that all up, okay? Because I want to see you, babe, succeed. I want to see you thrive and build up to the next level. And this is really important that we get this right this month, okay? So let's talk about a couple different things we have going on with the moons this month. On Tuesday, May 11th, we have a new moon in Taurus, okay? So this is really a beautiful time, as is with all new moons, to set our intentions. I really want you guys to focus on energy this new moon, on your senses. Taurus is all about earth, earthly pleasures, senses, sensuality. So as you are thinking about the foundations of this life that you want to build, work, personal, play, friendships, family, relationships, I really want you to tap into your senses. Imagine what that life feels like in your body. Are you relaxed? Are you strong? Imagine what it looks like. Are you surrounded by a home that's beautiful, that you love? Taurus is also connected to Venus. Venus is about pleasure and beauty and love. So those two together, just this beautiful dance and union. Yeah? What can you do to bring more luxury in your life? Beauty, more sensuality. And I'm not just talking about sexual sensuality, that's great. But what can you do in your home to bring a little bit more of the senses, activate those? So in mine, I have beautiful, delicious smelling candles everywhere, different scents for different moods I want to tap into or fortify or shift. I get fresh cut flowers every couple of weeks. Those are in the center of my living room. I'm dressing myself as it gets warmer in fabrics that are flowy and beautiful and silky and breathable. I'm adorning my body with oils, setting intentions to just nourish and support and strengthen this beautiful temple of mine. And I'm sitting down before meals and just taking a pause to really look at the food and smell it. Eat it slow. Receive it. Okay? So something to think about with this new moon in Taurus, because this is us having the opportunity to really set those intentions and the foundation, not only for this month, not only for the next moon cycle over the next 30 days, but also to the corresponding full moon that we have in 6 months, in November, okay? Let's talk about the full moon that we have on Wednesday, May 26th. This is also going to be a lunar eclipse, okay? Moving into eclipse season. Eclipses are all about sudden, major, unexpected life changes, decisions that alter the course of your life. This is another reason why it's really important that we have our foundations solid. I'm also re-emphasizing here that those foundations, being your routines and your rituals, be super solid. You're nurturing yourself and supporting yourself with those daily. Because guess what? When we get into eclipse season and retrograde, it's going to be a bit rocky. So if you have those anchors, that structure, those containers to support you, it'll be a lot smoother. And you can use this energy to your advantage, okay? So as we move to this full moon, it's going to be all about letting go of anything that's holding us back from truly exploring what our heart wants, our heart's truest, deepest desires, our soul level curiosities and fascinations. This is about letting go of anything that's preventing you from having that big life adventure, that big life that you want, okay? This is going to be a leap into the unknown in the most beautiful way. We're going to see a lot of really exciting big changes come from this. People making decisions that you're like, wait, what? You moved out of the country and you didn't say anything? So another thing to keep in mind with this energy coming in, how can you make sure you're just rock solid so that you know what is and isn't serving you too? When you have that solid foundation, you're not so easily ungrounded. You can ground yourself. So you know what is or isn't serving you, and you know what you're ready to release and let go. So when this time comes on this full moon, you can just let it all go and make that beautiful jump into the unknown, but that exciting unknown. I am so excited for the Sagittarius is very much a ruler of travel, exploration, learning. I think we're definitely going to see an increase of travel at this time as well. And I'm also excited because I'll just plug here for you, my loves. I'm really excited because we've got retreats coming up. We've got some really beautiful Sikh Isla retreats coming up, and I cannot wait for them. They're going to be amazing. Okay. If you're interested in getting on one of the wait lists for the retreats, I haven't opened up the wait lists, but I'll add your name to them when I do. Shoot me an email at hello@seekisla.com. These are going to be amazing. I already have wait lists going, even though I haven't announced the locations or the dates, because women in the community know that they are ready for this. That sisterhood, that in-person connection, yoga, meditation, energy work, healing, expansive workshops, learning, growth, support, rituals, delicious food, amazing company. It's going to be amazing. I cannot wait. All right, my loves. So that's what we got going on this month. Okay. Just to recap overarching themes. This is a month of slow down. You're still moving forward energetically. Don't worry about that. Don't look around you. Don't look ahead. Don't look behind you. Slow down. Check the foundation. Build in the structures, the routines, the rituals to support you in that foundation so that you can charge ahead with that beautiful, strong bull energy, with that rock solid foundation to support you so that we don't have another house of cards situation like 2020. Okay. Get really clear on what you want to feel. What are you calling into your life the next 30 days, the next 6 months, and just onward? To get clear on this, get in touch with what you want to feel sensually, energetically, spiritually, emotionally. Get in touch with the feeling of it. Connect to your senses to deeper understand that. Okay? Those are most important themes for this month. And get that foundation solid so that when we enter eclipse season and retrograde, you're supported. You got it. All right, my loves. So this is our energetic forecast for the month of May. Foundations. Foundations. All right, my beauties. This episode was nice and short and quick. Packed with so much information for you, babe. So if you loved it, please subscribe, share it with a friend who could use this message, who could hear this message as well, and leave a 5-star review and a couple words about how it resonated with you. These mean so much. I read every one and it really helps the podcast a lot. And when you take a screenshot of that and send it to me, I will send you a free 20-minute beautiful guided meditation to say thank you. All right, my beauties, I hope you all have an incredible month. It's going to be so magical. I can't wait to share more on the podcast with you about some things coming up. We have some really amazing guests coming up on the podcast, some amazing topics and workshops that I've been downloading, updating, channeling in for me. And I'm so excited to support you, babes, who are ready to tap into your energy and level up with me in Aura Alchemy. If you want to come join our free workshop and get more information on that, sign up with the link in the show notes. I cannot wait. This is going to be such an incredible, supportive 8-week journey. We got 2 months together to just do amazing things. It's going to be so fun. All right, my loves. I'm sending you all so much love, so much support, and so much strength for this month. And focus. You can set up those foundations. I love you all so much. Check the show notes for all the links to all the juicy things. I will see you next week for the newest episode of the Seeking Isla podcast. Also, let me know what you think of the art. I'm really excited about it. And you can connect with me on Instagram at @seek.isla. Would love to connect with you there. Have a beautiful rest of your day, your week, whenever you're listening to this, and I will.